You're listening to Telling the Truth, the ministry of Stuart and Joel Briscoe. Today, guest speaker Charles Price joins us to share his message, Peace on Earth, all about the kind of peace that Christ came to give the world. Stay with us. That powerful message is next. Before we get started today, we want to tell you about an exciting opportunity this month. Generous friends have offered to double your gift up to $120,000 to ensure Telling the Truth finishes the year strong. We'll say thanks for your year-end gift with a copy of the Best of 2023, the most loved teachings from the Briscoes this year. So call today to have your year-end gift matched and request your copy of the Best of 2023. 1-800-889-5388. That's 1-800-889-5388. Or you can give online at tellingthetruth.org. Now, here's Charles with today's message.
The springboard for what I want to talk about today comes from the Christmas story where the angels announce to the shepherds the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, and where they say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace amongst men on whom his favor rests. We love the Christmas story. Every year we revisit it. But whatever happened to the peace on earth part? Was it just an idle, sentimental hope, a dream, wishful thinking, escapism, unrealistic? Nice to pretend it might be so, but the realism is very different. At the time of the birth of Jesus, Rome ruled with an iron fist. If you conformed, you were okay. If you challenged it, you were put down. In their own country, the Jews were second-class citizens to the Romans, who had priority and preference and everything. And amongst the Jewish structure of their culture, shepherds lay right at the bottom of that. And so to these shepherds, this message that on earth peace amongst men on whom his favor dwells must have come as a wonderful hope for them. But 2,000 years later, we still live in a violent world. The Society of International Law in London states that during the 3,600 years of recorded history, there have been 14,351 documented wars, large and small, in which approximately, they have worked out, 3.64 billion people have been killed. The world population recently passed the 7 billion mark. Now, more than half of the number of people alive in the world today was the number that had been killed in wars during that period of recorded history. In the last three centuries alone, they say, the Society of International Law says that there have been 286 wars fought on the continent of Europe alone. And today, this Christmas, according to the globalsecurity.org website, there are 42 wars currently going on in the world, including cross-border wars between nations, civil wars within nations, guerrilla warfare, which doesn't have any boundary to it. But right now, as I speak to you, 42 wars apparently are taking place in our world. It's not because we're not interested in peace. People are. It's not because we don't talk about peace. People do. It's not because we don't have philosophies of peace or hopes of peace, because we do. The former United States President George W. Bush said at the start of the Iraq War, I quote, "The march of democracy will lead to world peace." He was saying democracy will bring peace. And it is said that no two democracies have ever yet gone to war with each other. So that's one theory for peace. Leon Trotsky, who was an early Russian Marxist and the first leader of the Red Army, said that a world communist revolution would lead to world peace. And after a 70-year experiment, that hope died a dismal death in the 1980s when communism, by and large, imploded on itself, leaving behind a legacy of many people having been killed for standing against the state. Some look to globalization as being a means of peace, that is, unifying nations into multi-state unions, a bit like the European Union, which is very cracked at the moment. And the idea is that further global alliances will bring about a unified world order. And so those working for that end. There are others who say that disarmament will bring peace because there'll be no weapons to fight with. There are others who say that armament will bring peace on the grounds your weapons are so evil and so capable of such mass destruction, nobody is going to use them. And so with strength, you stop conflict. That's another theory. How is the birth of Jesus Christ relevant to the message peace on earth? What is this peace? Jesus spoke about this issue later in his own life and ministry in John chapter 14 and verse 27. He said this, speaking to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Now notice he sets up a contrast there. He talks about my peace I leave with you. And he says, what that is not like is it is not like the peace that the world gives. So what is the difference? Well, the peace that the world gives is external. That is, it's about conflict between peoples. It's about solving the issues that divide us and so on. But the peace Jesus said, I will give you, is internal. He says, do not let your heart be troubled. It's not about the structures of society initially. It's about the human heart. Because the diagnosis of the Bible is that the biggest problem we have in our world today is not out there, it's in here. It's in the human heart. James says in James chapter 4 and verse 1, he asks a question. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Well, what's the answer to that question? He gives an answer. But what causes fights and quarrels among you? Here's his answer. Don't they come from your desires, the battle within you? Where do these fights and quarrels come from? They come from within you, he says. Because there's something broken in you, said Jesus. Let me illustrate this. Some years ago, I was speaking in a high school to a class of students who were, I think, if I remember, it was about 8th grade or 9th grade, something like that. And I took into the classroom a newspaper. And I began by holding up this paper and reading off some of the headlines, and some of them of that day's newspapers were about conflicts in different parts of the world. There was about fighting, there was about terrorism, there was about stealing, there was about a well-known divorce that was taking place. And I read a lot of these headlines. I said to these kids, now, you didn't create this world, you're just kids still. 14, 15, whatever it was.
Guest speaker Charles Price sharing a Christmas-themed message called Peace on Earth here on Telling the Truth. We'll get back to him in a moment, but first, here's a note from Sue in the UK who says, thanks so much for your encouraging, uplifting words, offering so much hope and great teaching. Thank you as well, Sue. That's the kind of encouragement your support today will help bring to more people around the world in the new year as you help share the teaching and resources of Telling the Truth so others can experience life in Christ. And we'd like to encourage you with a powerful resource called The Best of 2023. It's a collection of the most loved teachings from Stuart and Jill Briscoe this year. We'll send you the Best of 2023 series as thanks for your year-end support today to help send the timeless teaching of truth to more people around the world, trusting God to change lives. Your support makes it possible for people to encounter Christ and experience new life in Him. So please, give generously. And thanks to a $120,000 matching grant, your gift will be doubled this month. So request your copy of the Best of 2023 when you call 1-800-889-5388. That's 1-800-889-5388. Or give online at tellingthetruth.org. Let's get back to Charles Price, our special guest pastor.
Do you like the world that your parents and before them, grandparents and before them, the previous generations, do you like the world that the previous generations have created for you? And after some chit-chat back and forth, the general answer was no, we don't like it. I said, okay, let's talk about what's wrong with the world. I'd like you to tell me in a moment what you think is wrong with the world. And different ones, you can just shout out certain things. And I'm going to write them on the chalkboard with a piece of chalk. And we'll talk about them. And they start off, somebody said teachers and somebody else said cops. So let's get rid of all that. No, we're not talking about teachers or cops. Well, what's wrong with teachers anyway, if they're the problem? And so eventually they started to give some sensible ideas. And somebody said, people are greedy. So what do you mean by that? Well, you know, they want what other people have got and they don't mind trampling on people to get it. I said, okay, that's a good one. So I write down the word greedy. Somebody said, people are proud. What do you mean? Well, they think they're better than anybody else and they look down on people and they kind of just push themselves up. Okay, that's a good one. Proud, pride. Somebody said, people are jealous. What do you mean? Well, they don't have what somebody else has got, so they think they want to get it, and so they destroy it for that person, and it's all on jealousy. Okay, good one. Write down the word jealous. Somebody else, some people are selfish. What do you mean? Well, it's all about me, me, and what I want, and they just live lives for themselves. So write down the word selfish. And so he went on. I've forgotten the order in which they came, and I've forgotten how many there were. There was quite a few things they put on the board and said, okay, so these are things that you say are wrong with the world. People are greedy, they're proud, they're jealous, they're selfish. Do you all agree these are the things that are wrong with the world? And they said yes. I said, okay, just supposing after school today, instead of going home, you got the whole school together into the main assembly hall, you locked the back doors, somebody got up and said, hey, our world is in a mess. People are proud, people are greedy, people are selfish, people get jealous. Let's see if we can work out how to put the world right. And supposing your school stayed there all night, do you think by tomorrow morning you might discover that there are one or two people in your school who are proud? There's some who are greedy, some who are selfish, some who get jealous. Do you think you'd find this in your school? And they said yes and began to give me names. I said, okay, don't give me the names. But do you know what you just said? You just said, what's wrong with the world is wrong with your school. So supposing you didn't do that, supposing you went home and you got your family together, you know, your mum, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, if you got them, your granny, and you kind of shut the door and said, hey, the world's in a mess and our school's in the same mess. People are proud and selfish and greedy and jealous. Let's see if we can work out how to put the world right. And supposing your family stayed up all night, do you think by tomorrow morning you might discover that in your family somebody is a bit selfish, a bit greedy, proud? They get jealous? And somebody said, yeah, my sister. I said, okay, leave your sister out of this. Somebody said, my granny. I said, leave granny out of this too. Do you think that would be in your family? They said, yeah. So what have you just told me? What's wrong with the world? It's what's wrong with your school. What's wrong with your school? What's wrong with your family? So suppose you didn't do that. Supposing on the way home tonight, you climbed a tree and sat up the tree all night. You said to yourself, the world's in a mess. My school's in the same mess. My family's in the same mess. They're proud, selfish, greedy, jealous. And you decided to sit up that tree all night and work out how to put the world right. Do you think by tomorrow morning you might realize that you are a little bit selfish sometimes? You've been known to be greedy, a little bit proud, occasionally jealous? Do you think that would be true? There was silence. So I pointed to a boy who had been quite vocal earlier, and I said, what about you? He said, me? I said, yeah, you. He said, I don't know. And everybody else said, yeah, you, that's for sure. I said, everybody else quiet. What do you mean I don't know? You know. Are you ever selfish, greedy, jealous, proud? He said, maybe. I said, maybe it's not enough. I want a yes or a no. He said, perhaps. So you're getting warmer. Yes or no? Are you proud, selfish, greedy, jealous, and all the rest of it? And he said, yes. I said, thank you. What about you? Yes. What about you? Yes. What about you? Yes. What about you? Yes. I said, you know what you kids are saying? You're saying, what's wrong with the world? It's me. Because what you said were the problems with the world are your problems. So how do you put the world right? You find out how to put yourself right. And that, of course, is exactly what the message of the Bible is about. When James says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires of battle within you? He wasn't saying that to humiliate and condemn people and rub their nose in their own dirt. No, he said, that is a diagnosis. If you understand it, you can begin to look for a solution to it. If you don't understand the diagnosis, and you think it's all them out there, it's all the politicians up there somewhere. Because the biggest problem you'll ever face in your life, and the biggest problem I'll ever face in my life, is me. So when Jesus contrasted the peace of the world, structures, organization, peace treaties, armies, whatever else might be used to bring about peace, he said, I'm not talking to you about that. It's not as the world gives that I'm giving to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. He says, my peace I'm giving to you. Don't let your heart be troubled. In fact, when he spoke about this again in John chapter 16 and verse 33, what he said to his disciples there was this, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. So he sets up another contrast there. And there he says, in the world, here's what to expect. Trouble. History tells us that's true. The newspapers every day tell us that's true. The news we watch on television tells us that's true. But he says, in this world you'll have trouble, but in me, you're going to have peace. The what I am going to bring to you, said Jesus, amongst other things, is a peace in the area of your life that you most desperately need it, which is a peace within your own heart. Don't let your heart be troubled. Now, the two kinds of peace that the birth of Jesus brings about, that is the hope of Christmas, that are talked about in the New Testament. There is, first of all, what we call peace with God. We've come to a position where we're at peace with God. I'll explain that briefly in just a moment. And then there is what the New Testament calls the peace of God, which guards and protects our inner world, our hearts. Let me talk about peace with God. There's a verse in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 where it says this, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That presupposes something which is explained earlier in that book of Romans, and that is that we are not at peace with God, that by nature we are alienated from God. We were created by God for relationship with him, for fellowship with him, but that relationship has been broken. And because that relationship has been broken, you and I live in the dark as to who we really are and why we really exist.
We'll be right back with more from Charles Price, our special guest speaker. When you give a gift this month to support the teaching ministry of Tell Me the Truth, your gift will be worth twice as much, thanks to a generous $120,000 matching grant. As we approach the end of another year of ministry, your support is vital to ensure more people around the world can hear God's word taught plainly and clearly so they can experience life in Christ. Your gift will help send the timeless teaching of truth around the world, trusting God to change lives in 2024 and beyond. As thanks for your support, Doubled by the Match will send you a copy of The Best of 2023, which features the Briscoes' most loved teachings from this past year. It's sure to keep you encouraged and challenged to live for Jesus all next year. So be sure to request your copy of The Best of 2023 when you call today and give a gift to help keep telling the truth going around the world. And again, remember, whatever you give today is worth double with the match. Call 1-800-889-5388. That's 1-800-889-5388 or give online at tellingthetruth.org. Here's Charles now with some closing thoughts.
Every thinking person asks the question, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Are we just a lonely mass of atoms that come together through some fluke that give us something called life and self-consciousness? So we know we exist, but we don't know why we exist, and it's a temporary thing anyway. We're here today, and in a few years, we'll be gone. I was listening to a television program, or watching a television program, about the complexities of life. And it took both a telescopic view, looking at the universe, and a microscopic view, looking at the intricacies of our own lives. And in the telescopic view of life and of the universe, they actually said, I quote this down there, as many known galaxies in the universe as individual stars you can see in the night sky. Well, actually, it's many more than you can see. You can only see, I think it's about 5,000 stars in the night sky, visible to the naked eye from Earth. But there are something like 100 billion galaxies that they know of. And of course, there are the extremities of space that we don't yet know anything about. You may have read that NASA has found Earth's twin planet, they call it, through the Kepler telescope, which is orbiting and is sending back amazing pictures of a certain part of the universe, or actually still the Milky Way. And I quote you from the newspaper. I said, a planet more like Earth than any other that has been yet discovered has been identified as a potential future home for mankind. So there you are, if you want to know where to go for your holiday. Kepler-22b, named after the telescope Kepler. Kepler-22b contains both land and water and an average temperature of 22 degrees centigrade. It's getting even more interesting, isn't it? It contains the right atmosphere to support life. Its year, its orbit around its sun lasts 290 days. That's about 10 months, is it? Something like that. So not too far off from ours. However, it is 600 light years from the Earth. Light travels 200,000 miles per second, remember? 7.5 times around the world every second. Using our present highest speeds of space travel, it would take us 22 million years to get there. So you won't be going for your summer vacation. And if anybody ever sets off, it'll be their great, 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 great grandkids who may arrive if they don't run out of food on the journey. So this is an impossible distance, but it makes you feel very small, doesn't it? The vastness of our universe. And then this program took a microscopic view and talked about the human body, that we ourselves are made up of trillions of drifting atoms, it described them as, that assemble to make you you and cooperate to keep you intact for a few decades, but then after a while, they begin to close you down and silently dissemble and go off to become other things. Many years after you cease to exist, they simply become something else. The remarkable thing is that none of these atoms are alive. None of these atoms think. None of these atoms feel. But when they come together, they make you, you.
Thanks, Charles. We hope today's message encouraged you. Before we go, remember that when you give today to help keep Telling the Truth broadcasts like this one going out around the world, your gift will be doubled by the $120,000 match. So call now to give and remember to request your copy of The Best of 2023 with our thanks. 1-800-889-5388. 1-800-889-5388. Or you can give online at tellingthetruth.org. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of guest speaker Charles Price's message, Peace on Earth. Experience life here on Telling the Truth.